big deal what this Tosha says. There is a big deal.
You will know that if I come to you and I say, hey, that jacket you're wearing, it's mine. And you say it's yours. I say, no, it's mine. And we go to bed. And I have no proof. And you have no proof. So what happens? We split it? The Muslim keeps it. If you're wearing the jacket, and I say it's mine, and you say it's yours, I can't prove anything. And you can't prove, you cannot prove anything. So you win because you're a Muslim. That's the kayach of a Muslim. The person who is in possession has the kayach, and we say, Hamitzi Mechaveri Alavaraya. There are many different ways of expressing the idea, which is the basic rule in Dine Maimonides, that the Muslim has the upper hand. Even more, even if I say it's mine, and I have a migul, however you create the case, I have a migul to back up my dinah. So we've had a taisvis on the bottom of the Testament base that says migul lahaitzi layamrina, that a muzik is so strong that, at least according to taisvis, you don't say a migul to be maitzi. That if I say it's mine, you say it's yours. Even if I have a migul to back me up, so layamina migul lahaitzi. We don't say a migul. Even with a migul, I can't be maitzi. That's at least according to Taisa's shita. That's again a basic rule of muzik, that a muzik is stronger than a migul. Even if I come with a migul, the muzik wins. Okay, this is all easy or simple. Or basic. Good. Now, this is all we're talking about metafla. Jacket, tape recorder, gemara, all possessions that you can physically hold. What about karka? What about a piece of land? If there's a piece of land, nobody could physically hold on to a piece of land. So what would be if we had the same two cases in a situation where we're fighting over land? I come into bed and I say that piece of land is mine. You come into bed and you say that piece of land is yours. Nobody has any proof. What are we going to do? Well, we're going to say, who owned it yesterday? Who owned it 2 days ago? If two people are fighting over a piece of land and one of them certainly owned it at a certain point, we know for sure that at a certain point Reuven owned the land, even more than 3 years ago. We know for sure Reuven owned it at a certain point. So today, Reuven and Shimon are fighting. Reuven says it's my land, Shimon says it's my land. They're having a dispute over the land. And nobody has any rayas, no muzik, no edim, no nothing. No rayas. So who wins? The Marikama. We use the expression on land of Marikama. Marikama means the original owner. Since you can't hold on to land, nobody could grab land, they could hold land. So in place of using the term muzik, when it comes to land, we use the term Marikama. Just because you're presently standing in the land, that doesn't give you anything. Be there 3 years, you have a chazak. But if you're just because you're standing there today, that doesn't give you anything. It's not like a jacket, it's not like a sefer, which if you're holding it, it gives you something. This gives you nothing. Again, basic. Now, the question is, by karka, if I come with a migul, I say it's my land, you say it's your land, and you have a migul, or I have a migul, one of us has a migul, and the other person is the Marikama. What happens in that case? That's the big shot. Follow? We're comparing now karka to metalpa. In the first case, no one had any raya. So by metalpalim, if I'm holding this jacket, it's mine. If no one has any raya, I keep it. By karka, since I can't hold on to karka with my hands, so by karka, whoever's the marikama is the one that gets to keep it. In case of amigo, by metalpalim, we said, amigo, you can't be mighty from a mosik. What about by metalpalim? Could I use amigo take metaltele. What about bekarka? What about bekarka? Bekarka, could I use a nigu to take away metaltele from you? Bekarka from you. You have karka. You're marikama. We know it was yours originally. And I'm coming and I'm saying it's mine. I have no proof, but I have a nigu. What is the din in such a case?
Now,
if I would continue the analogy between karka and metaltele, I would say nigu lahaitzi layamina. The marikama. What? I'm saying if you, I would continue the analogy and say just like by a jacket, whoever's holding it is a mosaic. By karka, whoever's the marikama is a mosaic. Then I would say nigu lahaitzi layamina. I would say the same thing. Taisa shita is, and this is Beferish and Taisis and Baba Bashal on the base on the base. Taisa Shita is that we only say Migu Lahitzi Layam Rinam by Metalfel. There's someone who's physically holding it, he's a Mosik. But by Karka, where someone is a Marekama, a Migu works. I could be Mighty with a Migu. And that you cite that there's a difference between a marikama by karka and a mosik by metaltalim is an important you cite because it applies according to Taisa Shita. The Shav Shmaitz explains this, the Shmaitz Adalid. It applies across the board because there are many cases of mosik. Let's say, Ein Hochim B'mamanachar HaRaif. If you're a mosik, and I have roiv that your jacket is mine. I have roiv on my side. So I can't take away from you with a roiv. Ein hochin b'mam anachar roiv. Roiv does not win against a mosik. What would be the din by karka? If you're a marikama on karka, and I come with a tiny of roiv that is my karka, whatever the case may be, I come with a proof of roiv. So again, if you'll compare, you'll say, well, mosik by metaltalim, marikama, by karka are exactly the same. If you would say they're exactly the same. So just like raiv can't be mighty from a mosik by metaltalim, I would say that raiv can't take away from marikama by karka. But Taisus holds no. Taisus holds that karka, which nobody could physically hold, is not the same as mosik. And whereby metaltalim we say hamaytzi mechaverei all of araya, and by metaltalim I don't say amigo to be maitzi, I don't say raiv to be maitzi by metaltalim against a mosik. By karka it's different. By karka, taisa shita is that amigo helps to be maitzi, and a raiv could be maitzi because that's not being maitzi. So the person not physically holding it. And if you hold a spek seiko, it's not mighty. The Shmaita says, according to Taisus, by karka as well. So the yisoid is this. It's again the basic yisoid in Mamanis. Afa mighty mechaverei all of araya, which holds true for metaltalim, and which is very basic. Any seventh or eighth grader who's starting to learn dine, any dine Mamanis knows afa mighty mechaverei all of araya. And by metaltalim, it's an easy thing. It's very logical. I'm holding my jacket. You say it's yours, you can't get it unless you can prove it. How does that apply by karka? That's the issue. By karka, is there such a power as mozik, which there is by metaphor? So Taisa Shita is, and I believe in Paschim like this, is that by karka, there's no mozik. There's no mozik. The marikana has an upper hand. If there are no rayas, we give it to the marikama. But if there are any kind of raya, the marikama, it's not, he doesn't have the power of someone who's holding something. Now, in our Gemara, the Gemara says, V'lisni maida mevi Yeshua, v'aim l'chaber esadu zu shalcha esa, v'lakachti yamumcha. Taisus says, it's a bar yubar. What Taisus means is this chiddush that I just told you. This chiddush that I just told you, which is that in the case of Bari and Bari, I say it's mine, you say it's yours. It's my word against your word. And the issue isn't karka. So normally the marikama wins. If you have our Mishnah's case, where one side has a migul. He says, "Sadezu shalchaisa v'lakachtiyam imenu." With a migul, I could have denied that it was ever yours, so you can't prove that you're a marikama. That's the case in the Mishnah. I have a migul, so I say the karka is mine. You say it's yours. I'm maydi. You're the marikama. Shalchaisa v'lakachtiyam bimcha. It was once yours. I'm maydi. You're the marikama. And I bought it from you. But I have a migul. I could have said it was never yours, because you can't prove it. Which is the case in our Mishnah. I have a Pesha Aser. So I win. I win with my migul. I, migul lahaisi layamrina. How can I be mighty from a Mayer Kama with a migul? The answer is that Taisa's Shita is that by Karka, there's no hamaisi mechaveirei olavaraya. There's no musik. You don't have the power of Mosek. And being that you don't have the power of Mosek, that's the chiddush of Shulchai. Said, I say it was yours, I'm idea or Marikama. And Afal Pikein, I can be believed with a Mikra. Now, this is the chiddush of this Gemara according to Tysus. Yes.
There is a problem with logic, because if that means that I can come to you and say, that was once your field, but I didn't have to come.
But you can only do that if I don't have any proof that it was once mine. Because if I have the contract when I purchased it even 100 years ago, I could show him a marikama, then you have no migul. It only works where you don't, where you have a migul, you could have denied it was mine. And in that case, you really could have just denied it was mine. The case is that you're sitting in the field. And you're denying that it was ever mine.
You have no proof.
Our case, you have no proof. That's the whole Mishnah. Pesha Asa, Pesha Inter. That the Tovea has no proof. Tovea has no proof. Right, now what I just told you is the bottom line of our whole discussion that we're going to have in Taisa Shita and Yisodya. The bottom line, and it's the part of today's discussion that applies significantly everywhere. It's the aside, it's the knowledge you have to have. These basic rules of Mosek are the rules that you have to know from this Sugya. There's one line Sugya, really, because then the Gemara gets into something else. But this is basically what we have to know. Now this is all, of course, an explanation of Taisus. We're going to get to Rashi in this session. Now, we have to work our way through the Svara of the Gemara, which is much more tedious, but I have to see how, hopefully you can follow me in the difficulty, which is no longer on the board, but will be in 1 minute. The difficulty in our Sugya, the problem with Taisvis, and hopefully we'll get to the problem with Rashi as well, and how the Marshan, the Marav Shif, the Flo, and the Tumim, how they all work with this. We have two cases. We have Sadezu Shalavicha Haisa, which is the Mishnah's case, and Sadezu Shalcha Haisa, Lekachti Yamimem. Okay? Now that's the case. Gemara says, why did the Mishnah say Shalavicha Haisa? Let it say Shalcha Haisa. Which means, according to Taisus, Rashi says that they're equal. Say Shalvicha. Why get into complication? Say Shalcha. Taisus says no. Shalcha would be better. Davar Rabusa Tvei. Davar Bari Yimar. So basically, to make the diagram just according to Taisus, we have two cases. We have the case which is in the Mishnah, which is Shalvicha. Then we have the case of Shalcha, which is the Gemara's case. So according to Taisus Shita, according to Taisus, we'll deal with Taisus before Rashi. According to Taisus, Taisus says, what's the Milo of Sadezu Zushal Chaisa? It's a case of Bari. Since it's a case of Bari, it's a Ravusa Tfei. It's a bigger Chiddush. Problem that we asked on Thursday is that when we started the Perek, Sadezu Shalavicha Haisa, what was the case? Rashi said, Sadezu Shalavicha Haisa, there's no Tevea. The son, Yarshin from his father, doesn't know. According to Rashi, there's no Teva. It was a shell. But Tysus, the second Tysus on the parrot, Tysus argued. Tysus said, our Mishnah is talking, and you're a Bari. You know that it was your father's. Which means the Mishnah's case of Shalabicha, like Tysus' sheep, is also a Bari. So, Frank the Masha, what's going on with Tysus? Why is Tysus' Rishalcha bigger Chiddush than the Mishnah? Bishlama like Rashi. If Rashi would have said this, I'd be happy. It's Rashi in the Mishnah said it's talking Shema. So it's a good change. Why say Shema? Say Bari. But Tysus in the Mishnah learned that Shalabicha is also a case of Bari. So Rashi should learn. What are you getting by saying Shalcha? This is the Marsha's difficulty with Tysus. That's a strong kasha. Tysus is not the Shitas of the Mishnah. This is the problem that we had. In Rashi, hopefully we'll get to soon, the problem is the reverse. According to Rashi, the question is, why didn't he say like Tysus? Because Tysus, what Tysus says, that Shachos is a big Chiddush, makes sense. But at any rate, in Tysus, this is the kasha. I think it's a simple kasha. I know it's many of you have found it confusing. It should be a very simple kasha. Shalavicha is a Bari. Shalcha is a Bari. So why is one a bigger Chiddush than the other? You're right. If Shalavicha would be not a case of Bari, you'd be right. But Shalavicha means that the son is saying, I know it was my father's. So he's saying, I know it was my father's. He's a Bari. So then why is Shalcha any better? This is the problem which the Masha asks sometimes. So the Maran Shif comes and says it happens. It says, what's the case of our Mishnah? What did he say? I go over to the Yasin. I tell him, Sadezu Shalavicha. That's not what I said. I said, Sadezu Shalavicha. I said, there, the Lukati Aimen. And I bought it from him. And when the Gemara says, Sadezu Shalavicha, I said, what's the case? I say, this field was once yours. The Lukati Aimencha. And I bought it. Something that I'm sharing. On the words v'lekachti amimcha is a difference between the Mishnah and the Gemara's case. In the Mishnah's case, I say it was your father's. Tosfos says it's talking, well, you know it was your father's. You're the Teveya, you say, I know it's my father's field. I say lekachti amim. You don't know if that's true or not. You don't know if that's so. On the second half of my taina, you're a shama. So that the Mishnah, I say Shalavicha, so then I say, the Lekachti Amimenu. Right? And the Lekachti Amimenu, in the Mishnah, the son is a shama. He doesn't know for sure if his father ever sold it or not. In the Gemara's case, so the Shushalcha, so the Lekachti Amimenu. Right? Here when I say, I say, I bought it from you. You know. In the Gemara's case, you're a Bari on the second half of the time. So, Dr. Maram Shiv, this is Pshat and Tysus. Pshat and Tysus is very Gishmak. It's taka true if you just look at Shalavicha, Shalcha, the Mishnah, and Gemara the same. However, you have to look at the whole taina, look at the whole story. I'm saying, so there's, in the Mishnah's case, it's Shalavicha, so look at the Amimenu. The son is a Shema. He doesn't know if his father sold it or not. Frank the Gemara, this is Shalcha, so Taisus Dabar of Usa Tvei, Dabar Bari or Bari. It's a big Chiddush, because you're a Bari all the way through. And even though the Tvei is a Bari all the way through, he's still going to lose. Still. The person who has the legal is going to win. So therefore, Tysus makes sense. Tysus says, this is Rav Husa Tvei. You know why? It's a bigger Chiddush. Because I'm going to win, despite the fact that the Marikama is a Bari that was once his, and he's a Bari that he never sold it to me. And I'm still going to win, because I have a legal. FLPK. That's a much bigger Chiddush than here, where I win, I say, it was your father's. You say, you know. I say, I bought it from him. Now you say, you don't know. This is a much bigger finish that I'm going to win. Well, you know that my whole taina, you claim my entire taina is not true. It's a much bigger taina. It's a much bigger finish. So why is Shalcha a bigger finish than Shalavicha? Because Shalcha, the one who loses, the Barakama, is a bari all the way through. And he still loses. It's a bigger chiddush than the Mishnah, where the Marikama is only a half a bari. And the Kachtia, he's a Shammai, he doesn't know his father sold him. And this is why Shalchai says a bigger chiddush than Shalavicha. This is the Maram Shif's Teretz, the Pshat, the Gemara's Kasha, from the Moses, and Chayretz, a very glad Teretz. It's a Teretz which seems that the Masha and his Kasha, he missed the fact that there are two halves to the taina. There are two halves to the taina. There's a taina, shalcha ha'isa. There, look at the taina. So this is the Ravusa today. What is the bigger chiddush of the case shalcha ha'isa? The chiddush is that he's a bari straight through, and nevertheless, the original owner wins. The one who had the nigel wins. Okay? I don't know if I'm clear. I have mixed signals here if I'm being clear enough. Now, just to take it out of the Gemara for a minute, go back to the rule I started with. The rule I started with is, if you have a nigel against a marikama, who wins? The rule I started today with. I said, what's the assignment of the Gemara? That even though a migu against the muzik by metalfalim, the migu can't win. Migulites. But a migu by karka against the marikama, the migu wins. Right? That's what I told you was going to be the site of this whole gemara. A migu wins against the marikama. I'll tell you what the Rav Shif is saying. The chiddush is that a migu wins against the marikama, even where the marikama is a total bari that he has rights to it. He's a total bari. He says everything you're saying is baloney. You're saying that you bought it, I know it's baloney. Shekin on Mishnah, if you only had the Mishnah's case, Shalavicha Haisa, it wouldn't be so good. Because by Shalavicha Haisa, I wouldn't know this Chiddush. I wouldn't know that the Marikama is a bari, that I'm lying. I wouldn't know that Amigo wins against the Marikama. So therefore, this case is a bigger Chiddush than the Mishnah's case of Shalavicha Haisa. This is the way the Ram Shif is Masbir, and it's very glad to Svara, and there seems to be no problem with this. Yes?
Explain that one more time, please.
Okay. The issue is two people. There are two people in a Din Torah. Each person has certain reasons why he feels he should win. Our Mishnah says a migu wins to get karka. By karka, a migu wins. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. The karka, a migu wins. Against who does a migu win? Our Mishnah's case, not the Gemara's case, the Mishnah's case, which is the case of what? Mishnah's case? Sadezu shalavicha haisa. There, the migu is fighting with the marikama. But the marikama is not a lot. He's fighting with the son of the marikama. The person who says migu says his taina. The marikama says what? Maybe you're right, maybe you're wrong. I don't know. So the Mishnah says the migu wins against the marikama when the marikama says, I don't know. Our Gemara is saying, listen, tell me a bigger chiddush. Tell me the fellow with the migu wins, even where the person he's against says, I know you're wrong. I know you're lying. I'm sure you're lying. That's a much bigger chiddush. To say that the migu wins where the other person is sure he's lying, he's tiny bari, it's a much bigger chiddush. If I have a din Torah with you, we go to Beis Din, you say, I don't know. Maybe I'm right. So we say, I win. You said I might be right. That's the Mishnah's case. The person saying, I know it's my father's. I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe that's healthy. So Mishnah says the migu wins. This is a much bigger chiddush. In the Gemara's case of Shalcha Isa, we're saying the migu wins even against a person who says, I'm sure you're wrong, I'm sure you're lying. And yet, the Migu defeats the Marikama of the land, who says, I know you're lying, nevertheless, the Migu still wins. This is a... This is a much bigger chiddush, and this is the pshat in Taisus. Have a ravusa tver. The hafla points out that there's a problem. There's a new problem here. Now I have to introduce you to a new concept. I told you that this parak is migus, right? So there's something called the migus de ha'aza, which I know that you've heard of before, and you've learned before, but it comes and goes in shas, and therefore we need every time to chaz. What's a migus de ha'aza? Well, what's a migus? A migus says, believe me with taina A, because if I'm lying, I could have said taina B. That's a legal, that's a standard legal. Believe me, with A, I could have said B. What happens if Taina A, for outside reasons, is a better Taina than Taina B? If I say, believe me, with Taina A, I could have said Taina B. Taira, you would need that they're just as good. If Taina A is a better Taina, then you could have said Taina B. That wouldn't be illegal, right? What happens when I come to Bezin and I say, you say that this field was your father's, you want it. And I say, this field was your father's, I bought it. Believe me, because I could have said it's not your father's. That's called a bigu de ha'aza. Why? Because if I say, this field was your father's and I bought it. I purchased it and I bought it from him. I'm not saying something that takes a lot of chutzpah. If I'm lying, it doesn't take so much chutzpah because you don't know if I'm lying. People would prefer to lie when people don't know. The other person doesn't know he's lying. So I'm saying I bought it from your father where I know you don't know. What's my migul? If I'm a liar, I could have said what? I could have said, it was never your father's. That you know I'm lying. People generally don't want to have chutzpah and say something to a teveya where the teveya knows he's lying. Someone comes to a person as a crook. You have to think like a crook for a minute. Someone comes, he says, that's mine. The person who's being the nitfa would rather say a taina where the teveya says, maybe it's so. That say a taina where the teveya knows he's lying. A migu de ha'aza is a migu where I say a taina which does not require chutzpah. Say, if I'd be a liar, I could have said a taina that does require chutzpah. It's migu de ha'aza. It's a migu, I could have done something that's ha'aza. Ha'aza means chutzpah. A migu, I could have done something that's a chutzpah. That's called a migu de ha'aza. The migu de ha'aza is not such a strong migu. Yet, interestingly enough, Chazal said that to get money, chutzpah doesn't matter to people. Chazal said that migu de ha'aza for mamin is a good migu. Migu de ha'aza for mamin is a good migu. And for other things it's not. For shvua, for other things it's not. But to say it's a chutzpah, you wouldn't have wanted to do it. We see people have chutzpah to make money. So amigo da aza, we do say when it comes to money. Our Mishnah, the way our Mishnah says, not the Gemara says, this case is amigo of aza. Because the person is saying Shema, he's saying Lekachti Avimenu, which the other person, the son, doesn't know to contradict him. He has a migu of Shalavicha, where the son knows the contradiction. He would say it was never your father's, the son would know. So that the chiddush of the Mishnah, the chiddush of the Mishnah is try to get the chiddush in each case, right? The chiddush of the Mishnah in this case is that you say migo da ha'azah by mom. Even though it's a migo da ha'azah, even though it's a chutzpah, you're saying, believe me, I bought it from your father, which doesn't require chutzpah. With a migo of the other taino, which would require chutzpah. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is that migo da ha'azah amrina. That even though it's a migo of ha'azah, because the taino he actually said is a superior to the taino he could have said, so migo da ha'azah we do say. Amrina by mama we say. That's the pshat in the Mishnah. Rekt afla, if so, what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha, we should have picked this case. This case is not a migo da ha'azah. This case, both times, the other person knows that he's lying. So the Gemara says, listen, let us say this case. Let us say this case. This case is a bigger chiddush. Because this case is a migo da ha'azah. Believe me that I bought it from your father. With a migu, I could have said it was never your father's. But that migu takes chutzpah to say. To say it was never your father's requires a great amount of chutzpah. Because you know it's not true. So, l'chayra this chiddush, a migu da ha'azah is true in the Mishnah's case, not true in the Gemara's case. And if so, what's the Gemara saying? It's better to say this case than this. This case is better. This case is a migo da ha'azah, and a migo da ha'azah is a bigger chiddush. Shulcha, I have a migo. I could have said it was never yours, because the case is where the marikama can't prove it was his. Marikama can't prove it. He's tiny, but he cannot prove it. So I'm saying a migo was once yours, but I have a migo. I could have said I bought it. Both are a chutzpah. If I say I bought it from you and it's not true, it's a chutzpah. You know, in mine. And to say it was never yours would be a chutzpah. So that's a good migul. Both things are equal. In our Mishnah's case, he's saying, believe me, I bought it from your father. With a migul, I could have said it was never your father's. Saying I bought it is a safer taina. It's no chutzpah. You don't know if I bought it from your father. That's much better than to say it was never your father's.
And
I mean, in the case of Shalom Icha, you're Bari Sharma and Amigu, the Ha'oz. Watch that way, you know, the Bari. Okay, what you're saying is good. Okay, one second. But this is the Haflora's Kasha. Yeshua, I believe, has the same Kasha. And the footnote under the Maram Shif spells it out in brief words. This is the Kasha that they ask on the Maram Shif. What the Tumim answers is this. The Tumim brings all this down. And then he answers that he says, you're right. This is a chiddush that we say migo da ha'azah. This is a chiddush that what? This is the chiddush I mentioned to you before. That a migo is stronger than a marikana. Right? An amigo is stronger than a marikama with a bari. Okay? He said that's the chiddush of this case. That the amigo wins over a person who's a marikama and he's also a bari. Right? That was the chiddush that I mentioned to you earlier. That's the chiddush of the shalchah. That was what the Maharshif explained. The Tumim says that this chiddush is more significant than this. The flaw's kasha is that this would be a chiddush of migo da ha'azah. It's true, it would be a nice chiddush. But this chiddush is more important. The chiddush that I started shir with today, the chiddush which I told you at the very outset of shir, which happens to be a subject of machlaikis, amirayim in Baba Basri. I told you Tyson Baba Basri is talking about halacha. He says, the chiddush which I started shir with today, which I began with, is so significant that the fact that it could have said the Mishnah's Chiddush Amigo da ha'azah is less significant. The Gemara's Kasha is a good Kasha. Let it say the case of Shulcha and tell me this bigger Chiddush, this more important Chiddush, rather than the Mishnah's case, despite the fact that the Mishnah's case is a Chiddush and the rules are Migadars. So what? So the Chiddush and Migadars, this Chiddush is more important. What is this Chiddush? This Chiddush is that a Migul could win against the Marikama by Karka, even where the Marikama is a Bari. Nevertheless, the Migul wins. Well, he proves it is because he says this at least is a machlek samidah. Some Maimonim disagree with it. So obviously, it's a bigger chiddush. Migadars is not a machlek. So he's demonstrating that it's a bigger chiddush. At any rate, this is the chain. We have Taisus, Marsha's Kasha, Marsha's Teretz, Rafla's Kasha, Tumim's Teretz. A typical pilpul. Which you have to work on a little bit, really, to follow through. The Tumim is Kuf Mem Tes Tes. And it's not written in a complicated way. It's, I mean, if you don't know what Migul Daras is, it becomes hard. But now that you have an idea of what it is, you should go back to the Maram Shif and Aflor and the Tumim, and you'll see this whole chain, this Shaka Vitaria. And again, the main thing is to come out with the maskana, which now you see why I told it to you at the beginning, because it gets complicated by the time you get to the maskana. So I told you in the beginning, which is the basic insight of this Gemara, the idea that a migu could work to take karka away from marika. This is the insight. Now this is all to explain Taisus. You have to start with Rashi. You ready? Not really Rashi. Okay, with Rashi, we have a very quick way out because there's a Beis HaLevi who explains in one sentence who answers the kasha we asked on Rashi. So let's start from the beginning again. According to Rashi, Rashi says, "Velisni." What did Rashi say to Rashi? "Velisni." It was Rashi's lashon. For listening, maybe Shua says Shachaisa. Kiva the Tamish from Day Shor Shachal of Anecha. Since the reason is that you have this pesha asa. Shloya ya Adam Tayva. It's not Tayvaya. Mali Yavim, Mali Shaloi. It's the same. Which means that Rashi learns that the case of Rashi and our Mishnah learned that Shalavicha is a Shema. So the Shalavicha, according to Rashi, was a Shema. Right? So now the Gemara says, "Lufni suasad azu shalchaisa." So Rashi says it will be an equal chiddush. So we ask, what do you mean it's equal? The Mishnah is a Shema, according to Rashi. The Gemara is a Bari. The Salevi says that Rashi learns that the Gemara. My son is Ushalcha is also talking by a Shema. It's also, I say, the field was once yours and you don't know. You don't remember. You're a rich man, you had a lot of karka, and you don't remember. It's like the Beis HaLevi, it's a Beferish Rashi. If you look in Rashi, Rashi says it. As a matter of fact, he says it would be Shver. Why is Rashi Marich? Look at Rashi. Felicity, my dear Shoshal, I said, Kivan de Tamav Shoday Shoshal of Nechashloya Yadam Taiva. Since we're talking, there's no Teveya. So Mali Shalavi, Mali Shalai. Why does he repeat? Since we said it's talking, there's no Teveya. Therefore, this is why he's repeating. Taka Chidish Negamar. Is that sign Shalchai? So there is a Shem. Rashi says that. Rashi says, since we're talking by a Shema, Mali Shalav and Mali Shalai. So since the Gemara is talking in case of a Shema, according to Rashi, so everything's fine. The Mishnah is a Shema, the Gemara is a Shema, and the Gemara is just saying, why go into a complicated case of Avicha? Say Shalcha, Mali Zeh, it's equal. Beis HaLevi's in Chelek Gimel, Tshuva Yudalit. It's just a few lines in the Tshuva where he explains this, and pretty much he. But he's setting out the case, in a case where there's no Teveya, he does away with the problem. Kasha Meikara disappears. So this is the Machlokes Rashi Taisus, all in the Hava Mina. now that we've learned this, we can move on to the teretz of the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara's teretz. Let's get back to the Gemara. So the Zushal, the Lisni, Maidu Rabbi Shua, Ben Chavayin, Zushal Chai, Zushal Kafiya Memcha. After the Gemara, Shem the Kabbalim, Lisni Seifa. Im Yesh Eidim Shu Shalai. Vorm Ela Kafiya Mimenu Ein, Ein Eman. Since the Seifa has a case of Eidim. Case of Eidim, Amigu doesn't win, because he has no Amigu, because they're Eidim. Hechida. Idach, Lashnei Chazaka. The person who's Taveya, who's the Nitva, the person who's here now, had 3 years of Chazaka, Amayla Mehem, and he's believed. Just because there's a Mara'edim, there's a Mara'ekama, there's nothing. 3 years, you win. If you only fail 3 years and you have a tiny, you win. Idalai Achlashne Chazaka, Pshita Delay Mehem. If he was not there for 3 years, Pshita Delay Mehem, and of course you can't win. If you're not mostly for 3 years and somebody else has Eidim, that he was there first. She did like this. So therefore, the Seifa would be a problem. The Seifa would be a problem that there's no Chiddush. But Gemara Yachi Gabi Yaviv Nami. It says a problem with our Mishnah too. Idach l'shnei chazak amay l'men. Idach l'yach l'shnei chazak of she did like men. Is the Gemara's cash. You guys remember why 3 years you get a chazakah? Why is 3 years given for the chazaka? Huh? People hold on to a star. Any other choices? What?
A year.
So therefore, so right there, we had two reasons why a chazaka is 3 years. One thing is a person saves a star for up to 3 years. After 3 years, a person tends to lose his shtar. And Rashi brings that down here. Rashi Shnei Chazaka. He says, Shol Shana Shtuk Chacham L'Chom Hazikim Bekarka. Shol Shol Shana B'le Yirin Neman Leim Elekachtiya V'Avad Shtari Dukulai Leim Mizdari Nish B'Shtar. Okay, even today in America, there are laws. How long you're expected to keep a document. Right? Different documents have different laws. Well, many documents you're expected to keep for 7 years in America. After 7 years, if the IRS comes over to you, you can say, I don't have it anymore, and you get away with it. Because they say, up to 7 years, Mizdari Nish Bishtari. Chazal said, Sholei Shana Mizdari Nish Bishtari. Chazal said that after 3 years, the person could say he lost his Bishtari, bought land. Nobody came to him with a complaint for 3 years. He felt it doesn't matter, so he already lost it. It's one reason for 3 years. Gemara actually gives another reason. Gemara says that if I see someone in my field for 1 year, I may be quiet. For 2 years, I may be quiet. But 3 years, the person is not shaisik. 3 years, if you're in my field and I don't say anything, it's a raya, I should have made a macha. By 3 years, I should have made a macha. Gemara says, even if I'm far away, I would have heard of it, had enough time to make a macha, and come back and made a macha within 3 years. So that's the second reason for the number, for 3 years. Okay, either because the person should make a macha within 3 years. In other words, the cheshbin is totally on the marikama, the marikama should have made a macha. Or the cheshbin depends on the buyer. If the buyer saves the shnah. Okay, for now, it will not be significant which mahalach you go. The Gemara could go, I believe, could work either way. Gemara says the following. Gemara says, Bishlama gabi aviv, mishkachasma. I could that sign, now imagine, was that thing on the Mishnah? Even though the Mishnah was Saisim, saying its references to the following case. Kagai, Sha'achla shtayim bechayyav, fa'achas bechayyav inai. That the lekeach, the man who claims to be a lekeach, he produced peiros in the field 2 years in the father's life, during the father's lifetime, and 1 year in the son's lifetime, and now he wants to say, I have a chazaka. And the Mishnah says, in Yeshayim, then he loses. Why doesn't he have a chazaka? He was there for 3 years. Kidravon. You can't get a chazaka but nifsei katan, even if the katan became a gadol already. It became a gadol when? Eimach zikin. What does it mean, afilu higdil? Eimach zikin b'nifsei katan, that I understand, right? You can't get a chazaka in the chasam of a katan because he doesn't know to take care of himself. What does two words mean, afilu higdil, even what? What? Even?
After the father died, meaning the last years of the Chazaka were when the last years of the Chazaka started.
Even Higdil.
After the Chazaka was finished.
How many years after?
3 years.
Even 3 years after Higdil.
Yeah, 3 years.
Let's see what Rashi says. Which Rashi kedrafuna. Damer emasikim minichsei katan. Hamazlif minichsei katan shalishanim einachazaka. The hadolay micha should the katan who? Right, that part of it is easy. If he's still a katan, I don't think anybody would have a problem. Emasikim because they feel it. Vafilu higdil la'achar mikan. Vihirzik zebefon of kama shadim. Einachazaka. Hayol v'tchilasek shukatan rei eil mazik ba. Lo yadak sheig l'shoshu shalavim shemem piyachem. I understand Rashi correctly. Rashi's saying that if the son yarshined it as a cut, even if there are 3 years of higdol, even if after he was higdol, somebody sat there for 3 years after he became a gadol, the person does not have a chazak. Because eimach zikim minichsei katan after l'higdol means even 3 years in the property of the cotton, who became a gadol, 3 years after he became a gadol, he's still not a chazaka. Why? Because we say that the son, he doesn't know his father's business. So he doesn't know the father's business, he doesn't know how to make a macha. The whole cheshbon of chazaka falls away. Okay, this is the way Rashi learns. So what's hafilu higdol according to Rashi? Even 3 years la'achar shehigdol. The Rambam disagrees with Rashi. The Rambam teaches afilu higdil to mean even if during the 3 years he became a god. Even if part of the 3 years he was a god. But the Rambam says that if all 3 years he was a god, so then it's a good chazaka. He's a god. He should make a machah. Even if he's not sure, he should make a machat. So we have here a machlekes. Rashi teaches how to teach the two words, afilu higdol. Rashi teaches afilu higdol, even if it was a gadol and there were 3 years worth of higdol. Even 3 years worth of higdol. The Rambam learns afilu higdol, if during the 3 years he became a gadol, that's not a chazak. You need a full 3 years when he's already over bar mitzvah and responsible for his actions. That's the Rambam sheet. So we have two taichin in the words afilu higdol. Let's see how the Gemara deals with it. Rav Huna was saying, now our Mishnah is talking in a case of 2 years b'chaye av and 1 year b'chaye haben. So what's Rav Huna's kiddush? It's our Mishnah. Yeah. When you learn the Mishnah, you have no clue that's what it's talking about. You learn the Mishnah, you don't know anything about chazakis. It's only Rav Huna's explaining. That the Mishnah means in a case where it was 2 years b'chayav or 1 year b'chayav. So that's the first test. Ibay Yisayma, afilu higdol kamash molad. What do those words mean? Ibay Yisayma, afilu higdol kamash molad. Rav Huna is a bigger chiddush than the Mishnah. Figure this out. Shan the Gemara. Just figure out the touch. Rav Huna, afilu higdol kamash molad. Meaning, from our Mishnah alone, I would think, what? What's the Mishnah's case? Mishnah's case was that's behind the Mishnah, 2 years b'chaye av, and 1 year b'chaye aben, and it's not a good chazak, it's just two and one. Now, before Rav Huna, how would I say that's behind the Mishnah? The son is a katan or a gadol? 2 years b'chayyab, 1 year b'chayyab ben. The son is a katan, it's kshita. The son's a katan, even 10 years b'chayyab katan, it's nothing. So l'chayra, our Mishnah must mean 2 years b'chayyab and 1 year b'chayyab ben, even if he's over bar mitzvah. Even if he's Hindu. So Zakti like Gemara, afilu higdol kamashma. Why Trafun is telling us more than the Mishnah? Afilu higdol. Let's go back to Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam and plug it in. According to Rashi, does it make sense? What does Rashi say? Afilu higdol means what? Even what? No, Rashi says afilu higdol. Even 3 years. So Trafun is talking a bigger chiddush than the Mishnah. Mishnah is talking 2 years by the father, 1 year by the son. Rafun is saying even 3 years by the son. According to Rashi, this Gemara is very good, very Gishrak. I feel like they'll come Ashmol. According to the Rambam, you have a problem. According to the Rambam, 3 years in the son's property would be a good chazak. Rafun has said, I feel like Higdol, what does he mean? It means 1 or 2 years. That the son is a god. It's the same chiddush as our Mishnah. What's afilu higdol kamashmalan? The Mishnah is talking 2 years by the father and 1 year by the son when he becomes a god. Rahuna is talking afilu higdol during the 3 years, meaning 2 years before higdol and 1 year after higdol. Really the same thing. The Rambam's shot does not seem to stem with the Gemara's teretz afilu higdol. This is the kasha. The Ravid writes on the Rambam that it's a spiritual Gemara. It doesn't say which Gemara. Tumim says it means this piece of Gemara. The Rambam does not fit well with the Afilu Higdol Kamash Moma. What's the Chiddush Afilu Higdol? The Mishnah is talking 2 years B'chayyab and 1 year B'chayyab. And Rav Huna is talking Afilu Higdol. 2 years as a cotton and 1 year as a god. Same thing. The same thing. So this is the kasha on the Rambam Shita, how the Afilu Higdol Kamash Moma fits in, and all right, that's the Ravid's kasha. That's the Ravid's kasha. Okay, we've dealt a lot with pshat today. When I give you a pilpul shiur, that's all outside the Gemara. It goes easily, but please sit down and just work it out. You'll see it works. It's just the cheshbon. So work it out. And,